This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Oh, it's time to get all a bit sad, but we do have to put out the call.
Sad?
Yeah. About these poor hard done by people.
Oh.
Poor hard done
by people.
Well,
there's a lot of people who are doing it hard.
I know.
And, you know, and at the moment, you know, with the way things are in the world, a lot of people are really a bit down, a bit depressed about the whole world situation, you know, and if you bring it back local, there's lots of people that, you know, could do with a bit of a helping hand.
Well, how about this group of people that are complaining that they're being paid really miserable wages?
Oh, well, they're in work.
And I'm not talking
I guess.
About Domino's workers. No.
They're in work, I guess.
Well, yes.
What, 7-Eleven workers, perhaps?
No. Federal politicians. That's right. A Liberal senator, good old Queensland senator Ian McDonald.
He's a Queensland federal senator.
Yes.
So he's a federal politician.
Yes.
Works in Canberra.
Yeah.
Partly.
Well, let's put that in inverted commas.
Works. Yeah.
He's complained in a speech in Parliament. So, of course, that means nobody can complain about it.
No.
But it will be recorded for all eternity. He has complained about all these terrible people that have been complaining about politicians' perks and wages and all of that kind of thing.
Terrible.
It's awful. Why would people complain? Awful people. And as he then went on, you know, people attacking
the
these...
The peasants are revolting.
Yes.
Revolting.
Let them not eat cake unless they qualify for benefits.
Mm-hmm. While he was, you know, brushing his Marie Antoinette hair. And then, of course, he went on and said, if we're following the populist approach, see, I'm putting it's my, it's
populist,
my populist approach.
This
is my politician voice. Mm. That's right. Why bother with those hated, money-grubbing, self-serving politicians at all?
There's a thought.
I know. But then he continued, because he didn't mean it like that.
Oh.
No, he didn't mean get rid of themselves. No. He said perhaps Hitler or Stalin or Idi Amin had the right idea. That's right. He's comparing us all to, you know...
Pretty sure Hitler had a bloody big bank account.
He said don't bother about a parliament and you don't have to bother about those pesky parliamentarians. Can we have a wambulance stat to the Senate, please? A wambulance stat. Because he's complaining that they work for, on average, a mere $50 an hour. On average. Work.
$50 an hour?
Yeah. Not including perks.
Terrible.
Not including perks. Not including gifts
Who'd
or free
work
tickets.
For that?
Yeah, well, you know, and as you said, you know, tradies wouldn't work for that. You know, they do something useful. They fix things. Not fix things like parliamentarians.
Yeah.
So that was his bit of a whinge and a bitch.
What was his name?
That would be the very important Queensland Senator Ian McDonald.
Right.
Mm. Mm. Currently the Minister for Whinging in Canberra. Thank you. I think we need a recount in Queensland to remove him. Thank you.
Mm.
Now, I have to ask a question.
Yeah.
Do you think rich kids are getting stupider in the age of smartphones and social media and that kind of thing?
Do we need the descriptive bit at the front?
The rich kids part?
Yeah.
Well, look, probably not. But in this case, I'm going to talk about a rich kid.
They have more access to the 21st century toy array.
Because I'm guessing this particular situation could occur regardless of the richness of the child.
Oh, right. So you didn't need to put that at the front.
No, but I thought I'd throw it in anyway.
Okay. Just so we're clear.
Right?
All right.
Are we clear?
All right. And what was the question?
Are kids, rich kids, getting stupider?
Well, as a person getting older, of course kids are getting stupider.
Damn kids! Anyway, this time we're talking about Brooklyn Beckham.
Oh.
That's right.
The pretty son
of the pretty mother and father.
Soccer player,
yeah. It's a glamorous family.
Yes.
And they produce glamorous offspring.
They have done, yes.
Their genes were strong.
Is he the model?
I think he is. He's the old one, I think.
Yeah, he's the...
No, or is he the old one?
He's 17, isn't he?
He's one of them.
Yeah.
One of the ones. Is she the one that got parking fines, or is that the other one? I get them all mixed up.
Right.
One of the Beckham kids.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Now, he got sprung wagging school.
Oh.
Sprung by his father.
Oh.
And you know how he got sprung by his father?
He stayed home and dad found him there? Or?
No. Oh. No, he pretended to go to school.
Yeah.
But then he wagged and went off and he went somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But what the silly boy did was he posted on Instagram that he was wagging school. And unfortunately for him, his father follows his Instagram account. And yes. His father, yes. That would be David Beckham.
He is the 17-year-old.
There you go.
His birthday's in a couple of weeks.
And his father posted onto the video, which was on the Instagram account, "You should be at school."
Oh.
Burn from father, dearest.
Oh, you wouldn't want to come home, would you?
Mm.
Oh.
Unfortunately, he probably posted a video of himself not going home after that. So, lesson here for the children. Look, yeah. I don't like to be the one telling you how to get away with things, but if you want to get away with something, yeah. You know what you do? For a start, you don't put it on freaking Instagram, people.
Yeah, but you know, we come from an age where we'd go to school with a note that says, "Hello, Mrs. Edwards. I need to go home early today. Thanks, Cam's mum."
Now, hang about here. Is this something you did occasionally, Christopher?
No,
and
no.
I don't mean with a letter from Cam's mum?
No, not me, because I was a goody two-shoes.
Did you wag?
Never.
I never did. I was a good boy as well.
Oh, we're boring.
I know.
Neither of us actually wag school ever.
Yeah, I'm looking at Tristan. He obviously wagged all the time.
Yeah. All right. Has anyone else got any silly ways they've outed their stupidity to their parents?
Been,
that's what we want.
Busted.
Yeah. Tickets@joy.org.au to go to a Eurovision party. Oh, my
on
God.
A boat.
On a boat. Oh, my God. That's going to be lots of fun. And that's a fundraiser.
Yes. For us.
For us.
And for
and
the,
to get the Joy Eurovision team to Eurovision.
Well.
And they'll have to fly to the Ukraine. Or will they?
Well, they'll have to fly there, but whether they'll get to see anything is the next question. There's more trouble. More trouble over there in the... I'm so cheeky. The Ukraine.
Don't say that Ukraine. It's Ukraine.
Well, as far as...
And you have to say it like that. Ukraine.
Ukraine. Now, as far as we know... Tickets still have not gone on sale. Can somebody please let me know if they've actually resolved that? Because I couldn't find anywhere that the tickets have started to sell yet.
When does it go? Is it the second week of May?
It's middle of May, yes.
Wow.
So, like, literally.
So we've got 3 months.
Yeah. Normally by now.
People are buying tickets. People have to plan their trips to go to Ukraine.
Yeah. So people are planning their trips with no idea whether they're actually going to get in or not.
Right.
Full stop. So, but there's been more trouble. As the organising committee for the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 in the Ukraine, 21 top-level staff have resigned en masse.
I know, I saw.
So it's been a mass walkout of staff there. According to the resignation letter, they were completely blocked. They were cock-blocked from making any decisions on the show.
They were what?
Cock-blocked.
They were what?
They were Eurovision blocked.
Don't say it again.
The new person who was put in charge of everything apparently basically stopped anybody from doing anything.
Oh.
And they all just
got a bit dictatorship.
Yep.
Mm.
And so they
you've got
they
to watch
walked.
It in the Ukraine, you know, the old habits. You know.
They look back at the old fondly. No, they don't. So they've been having some real, real troubles over there. Apparently, the EBU... European Broadcasting Union, of course, is the organisers of the overall thing. I'm still saying, no, look, it's going to get there. They said it's going to be tight, but it will get there.
It's tight.
Yeah,
it's going to be tight.
Tight. Tight. It's not moving to Holland, all right?
No, we've gone all just Austin Powers.
I know. It often happens, unfortunately. and apparently the host broadcaster over in the Ukraine, the public broadcaster there, will be completely broke after running Eurovision.
Ticket sales for Eurovision 2017 start on the 14th of February.
Oh, okay.
Second wave tickets have already gone on sale. So there you go.
So if you want to get in there, get in
fast. Some customers have reported they've experienced difficulties with payment. Existing cases will be processed by the ticket operator within 24 hours.
In other words, even once they start selling the tickets, they're having troubles just getting your money off you.
Yes.
So, well, we'll see how it goes. So, fingers crossed they actually get it to go and that it actually occurs. Because it's it wouldn't be the first time a host city had run into serious troubles, nor would it be the first time a host country had completely run out of money.
But a host city's never not, said, oh, we can't do it, somebody else is going to take it.
No, it has actually happened.
Oh, has it?
Yes, it has. It has. And they've had countries win and then refuse before.
Well, that's probably smart in a way. Look, we just can't afford it.
Yeah, it's usually ones who've won it the year before and then win it again. And they sort of say, we can't do this again. No. It's happened a few times. Funnily enough, who was it? Norway, back in 2010, they had serious cost overruns as well, which caused they had to actually say to FIFA, we can't pay you for the World Cup anymore because we've spent too much on Eurovision.
Right.
So, you know.
Look, if it was up to me and priorities, I'd be going for Eurovision over the FIFA World Cup.
Well, some dead boring soccer or some freaking exciting Eurovision.
That's right.
So anyway, but then there's the other big question mark. One last question mark for us hanging over Eurovision. Who will represent
Australia?
Because I'm guessing it won't be Dami again.
No, it'll be Dami again.
So SBS, who are you going to choose? Who?
You've just got to narrow it down. You've got to narrow it down. So it's generally SBS has had a partnership.
Well, it has to be with Sony.
It's had a historical partnership with Sony.
We're pretty sure it is, but it's not confirmed.
So it has to be a signed Sony artist. Because it's SBS, the person needs to have some level of either multicultural or ethnic background or Indigenous. Just because,
it's SBS.
Yeah. And they need to be great singers.
That usually helps but is not essential for a Eurovision act.
Australian, we have to sing well. Good singers.
Yeah. Yes. We're not Britain.
No. And they're sending her here this year.
Who, Bonnie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, they banished her for Europe.
She's out in May. when Eurovision's on.
They made sure she was going to be out of the country.
It wouldn't hurt if they were really successful right now in European countries.
You're still running with Isaiah, aren't you?
Isaiah. Huge in Finland, huge in Sweden, Sony artist, big voice, multicultural background of some description.
Can sing.
I'd do it. I'd choose it.
Well, hopefully the DNA boys are writing another song so that we can go a little bit better than last year when Dami was ripped.
How can we go better?
Well, we could win.
I know, but the song was amazing.
No, I know, and we got ripped. It was due to that new voting system. Corrupt EBU, I'm calling it.
All right.
Anyway, we'll see. Hopefully they announce it maybe somewhere around Mardi Gras time.
Yeah, they usually do, don't they?
Yeah.
Maybe when we're up there.
Maybe.
Usually on the Friday.
Can we get SBS on the line?
We'll be broadcasting to SBS at that time. So if they came on our show, they would be broadcasting to the SBS audience.
And the loyal Eurovision audience, otherwise known as the GLBTR community.
Eurovision.
Thank you very much. And following on from that, one of my favourite movies of all time was The Devil Wears Prada.
Glenn Close.
What?
Glenn Close.
What?
Oh, no. No, not Glenn Close.
I believe it's the most overrated actress of our time, Meryl Streep.
Quoting Donald Trump there, I hope. Meryl Streep.
Love Meryl. She's brilliant. Yeah.
I love Meryl too when I remember her name.
Except your Mamma Mia.
Oh, Mamma Mia.
We never speak of that again.
Talk about people who shouldn't sing.
That's not on her resume, that movie.
But like Gwyneth Paltrow in that movie where she sang
with... speak of Gwyneth Paltrow at all.
All right, Devil Wears Prada.
Devil Wears Prada. Loved that movie as well.
Yeah.
So.
Sequel, isn't it?
Well, hopefully they're doing a sequel. But no, that's not where it's going now.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Sir Elton John has decided to dabble a little bit more in musicals. He is going
What?
Devil Wears Prada. The musical.
This could go really, really, really pitch.
It will either be a hideous monstrosity or it will be one of the most awesome things that have been done since Kinky Boots, which is the most awesome musical of all time.
True. However, Cyndi Lauper, Elton John, I would put on the same level talent-wise, songwriting-wise, showmanship-wise, got it all. The story, does it lend itself to being a musical? You bring up these topics, we want to dig down. You have no opinion.
Let's just say it's in early production.
We need a script writer.
Well, they haven't got a script writer and Elton hasn't written any of the music yet. They're just looking at it at the moment. But by the time it's ready in 2027, it could be good.
Right.
But it could be bad.
Okay.
So we'll wait and see. And fingers crossed.
That's all
we can do at the moment.
What year did you say? 2027?
Well, it takes a while to
Elton
make him.
Elton won't make that far.
He will.
Come on.
His hair will drag him through.
All right.
He's got children to look after. I'm all excited now because guess what? It is time. We are going to be announcing the winner of the big Joy 94.9 Mardi Gras competition. Now, of course, just in case you've forgotten what the hell we were talking about, this was the competition to win a trip to Mardi Gras, which included airfares from Virgin Australia. It included accommodation from Airbnb. It included car getting aroundness from GoGet. And it includes access to the Joy 94.9 VIP Broadcast Centre. Who's phone?
Hello, Matt speaking.
Matt. Is that Matt Dunn?
It certainly is.
And did you make a $100 donation to Joy 94.9?
I certainly did.
Did you know there were 3,000 other people who made donations to Joy in the last month so that they could go in the draw to win a trip to Mardi Gras? And you...
I did not, but that's wonderful.
And you are the winner.
Hooray! So we're going to say a huge congratulations, Matt.
Thank you very much. That's awesome.
You are so going to be travelling up to Mardi Gras on a beautiful Virgin Australia airplane, staying in a beautiful Airbnb place and getting around in a GoGet car. Oh, and we'll probably see you at the broadcast as well for the Mardi Gras parade.
Congratulations, Matt. Now, do you have a friend to take with you?
I certainly do.
Excellent. And you're available for the Mardi Gras weekend, I assume.
Of course.
Excellent. Have you been to Mardi Gras before?
I used to do volunteer work there when I lived in Sydney, but I've not actually been as a spectator or anything like that. So it'll be a completely different change of pace, which will be lovely.
Fantastic. So you don't have to do anything. You just have to go there and enjoy it.
I can do that.
Oh, Matt, yes, you are the winner. You get to go via Virgin Australia. You get to stay at Airbnb. You get to move around Sydney when you're not watching the parade via GoGet cars. So congratulations once again. And hopefully you're going to come and say hello to us when we're broadcasting on the Friday. We'll be live from the Flinders Hotel in Taylor Square.
I'll definitely pop by and say hello.
Excellent.
And then we'll see you at the Joy Luxury VIP only special broadcast centre where you'll get the best view of the parade that is humanly possible.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Joy, and everyone else.
Our pleasure. Congratulations, Matt. And we'll get you the details of how you're going to get up to Sydney and all your ticket stuff in the next few days. But congratulations once again.
Thank you very much.
We're going to say a huge congratulations to Matt for being our winner, but also thank you to everybody who donated and was in the draw. You are all Super Joy legends.
Absolutely.
And speaking of Eurovision,
yes,
which we have already.
She is a host for SBS4.
Yes, and she does some other stuff, but that's her main thing as far as I'm concerned.
Rock quiz.
I'm still sticking with what I just said, Chris.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned. Now, back in 2014, do we remember the winner of Eurovision?
Do we remember the winner?
Possibly one of the most glamorous bearded drag queens ever. All right, now I take that back. The most glamorous bearded drag queen ever won Eurovision with Rise Like a Phoenix. Yes, it was Conchita Wurst. Conchita, just known as Conchita.
Conchita.
So and then since then, Conchita has been doing the rounds. She had an album.
She did.
She has got another album coming up later this year.
Oh, okay.
Don't know exactly when, but there is an album number two coming later this year. She's been a champion internationally for LGBTI rights. She's been out here once or twice as well.
She did. She came out for Mardi Gras. She came out again to promo. She did some shows. Yeah, she's been out a couple of times.
But this week, the man behind the woman behind the beard has announced...
What's
the
his name?
End. His name is Tom Neuwirth.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
He has announced that the end is nigh for Conchita Wurst.
Well, it can't be that nigh if he's got another album coming out. No. Conchita has to promo her album.
Yeah. She's going to do the album.
And she's going to promo
and then
it.
And
she's going to tour it.
No. She's going to bring it out. So later this year, once it's all done, Conchita is getting killed off.
No.
Possibly not in the killing kind of way.
No.
But in the
she's
going to
be packed in the
anymore.
Wardrobe and the makeup box kind of way.
Yes.
Oh.
Down there with various other puppets and costumes and whatever
Aussie
else.
Aussie ostrich and thingo emu and
Yeah.
Oh.
Humphrey Bebe.
Is he packed away?
Possibly. So he's gonna put her away and she will be no more.
No.
But he will be working on other projects and doing other things. He will just not be as Conchita Wurst.
Joy 94.9 in the studio now. Please welcome Tom Neuwirth. Who?
Formerly known as Conchita Wurst.
It's not going to work.
Well, he's already said.
No, you can't do it.
He said, I don't need her anymore. I have to kill her.
That's the worst thing he could have said. That is the worst thing.
But let's be honest, he won't probably kill her. I'm sure he'll rest her, and then when he gets desperate, she will be resurrected. What will she be resurrected like? A phoenix.
Yeah. It's like Melissa Etheridge saying, what? I no longer need anyone to bring me any water.
Well, that was obscure.
It's not obscure. We've got lesbians listening. We understand it completely. It's like John Farnham saying he doesn't need to be the voice.
Or he doesn't require Sadie to clean his house anymore.
It's like
Olivia Newton-John trying to get into those pants.
That's not quite the same thing.
Oh,
anyway,
no, it's not.
No. Anyway.
But it'd be funny to watch.
Conchita will be back. You watch. Watch this space.
Or at least the Austrian space. Now, Donald Trump. Now, in case you haven't noticed, he is allegedly the president of the United States of America.
Yeah, I've noticed
allegedly.
I've noticed the allegations, yes.
We're not sure if somebody else is controlling.
I think it's fake news.
Alt news?
Alt news, yes.
Well, the Mexicans have noticed he is there.
Oh, really?
And yet the Mexican wrestlers have noticed he is there.
Mm.
Can you guess whether they like him or don't like him? I'll give you one guess.
No.
Don't like him?
No.
Well done. Well, Donald Trump, though, has a starring role in one of the big Mexican wrestling leagues now.
What?
That's right.
They've named a wrestler after him?
Just wait. One of the wrestlers, Sam Adonis, I'll give you a hint. He's a baddie. I'll give you a hint there.
Yeah.
Who wrestles in the CMLL, which is a Mexican version of the WWE.
Yeah.
Right? He stepped into the ring in Mexico City the other night and he was proudly waving an American flag with Donald Trump's face plastered across the flag. And for good measure, Donald Trump's picture was also plastered across his ass.
And those tight spandex things they wear, right?
Yes, he was wearing Donald Trump ass pants. Now,
if I hope he doesn't get a wedgie, because then a Donald Trump face goes up,
squeezed
his butt.
Up his crack.
Ooh,
well, ask Melania how that is. And he was again. I will say a baddie. So he did lose. I'm sorry to say, Donald Trump lost in the wrestling in Mexico.
Build a wall. That's all I say.
He will.
Build a wall.
And they'll pay for it.
Build a wall. You enjoy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.